proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting you another radio broadcast. We are in a series where we speak about individuals in the Old Testament and New Testament who interacted with angelic beings. We turn our attention to Judges chapter 6 and Gideon. During the years when God raised up judges over Israel, a familiar pattern of behavior repeated itself. Israel would sin against God. God would send foreign potentates to oppress the Israelites. The Israelites would repent of their sins and cry out to God for deliverance. God would raise up a judge to overthrow the oppressors, and Israel would remain faithful to God while that judge lived. Afterwards, Israel would again sin against God, and the cycle would repeat. The opening verses of Judges 6 describe such a situation. Quote, "The children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years," unquote. Midian was an ancestor of the Midianites. He was the son of Abraham through Keturah. The Israelites fought against the Midianites, as recorded in Numbers 31, and thoroughly defeated them. No doubt that humiliation still rankled in the minds of the Midianites. In the course of time, they took their revenge against the Jews by defeating a portion of the Jewish people. Once again, the Israelites cried out to God for liberation. God raised up a man named Gideon as his instrument for deliverance. At that time, Gideon had no military experience that he could draw upon. However, as Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, quote, "God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty," unquote. God sent an angelic messenger to Gideon. Some confusion might exist over the exact identity of this being. One verse in Judges 6 described him as, quote, "an angel of the Lord," unquote. While the very next verse labeled him as, quote, "the angel of the Lord," unquote. In a future series of Bible studies, we will consider several instances where the expression, "the angel of the Lord," depicted the pre-incarnate Jesus Christ. So the question arises, did Gideon actually behold Jesus Christ as the second person of the Trinity before the Savior's incarnation? Some people who argued in favor of that proposition will note that the text of Judges 6 made no specific mention to any angel after verse 12. On the other hand, we read that, quote, "When Gideon perceived that he was an angel of the Lord, Gideon said, 'Alas, O Lord God, for I have seen an angel of the Lord face to face,'" unquote. These words suggested that Gideon himself did not appear to believe that he had spoken directly with God himself. The celestial entity greeted Gideon, saying, quote, "The Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor," unquote. The second part of that salutation might seem strange when directed to a man who, according to the text, was threshing wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Yet the opening words spoken by the angel explain the underlying reason behind his unusual greeting. God would later reassure Gideon, quote, "Surely I will be with thee, and thou shalt smite the Midianites as one man," unquote. With God's power, Gideon would become a paragon of courage. God dispatched an angelic messenger to encourage him of that. It was Gideon, not the angel, who played a prominent role in the defeat of the Midianites. Yet that angel served as God's herald, telling Midian that God had chosen him, Gideon, to be the deliverer of the Israelites. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible program.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.